Hello and welcome. It's our number one of our radio program, recorded in the audio format, repackaged for podcasting. So here in our number one, the National League Championship Series, game number five in the NLCS. The Braves going for the kill shot, but they don't get it done. Atlanta had the early lead. They had the better starting pitcher, and they didn't get the win on the road. So they've opened up the door for the Dodgers to come back again. Are you surprised that the big blue wrecking crew did not roll over and rallied back? We'll discuss that and more right now in our number one. Not going away, at least not yet going away. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we use a Band-Aid solution coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the ground, the playground of life, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods. So I know you were excited. Many of you were looking forward to calling up as the trolls that you are, and we're looking forward to this show, anticipating the last rites would have been given to the Dodgers. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Even I was taken aback by the baseball. We will lead this hour with baseball, because baseball has been very good to me. Not really this week, but in the last few hours, it's been very good. So you know what the story is. There's no need to pretend like there's something else. Dodger Stadium, the site. All right, there it is, right there. Chavez Ravine, the Atlanta Braves, looking to finish off the kill shot, take care of business, and advance back to the World Series since way back in the 90s, the last time the Braves franchise was in the World Series. And they had, the Dodgers were starting a bullpen game. They could eliminate the Dodgers. Everything was set up perfectly for Atlanta. It seemed like they had their thumb on the scale. Atlanta starting Max Fried, who had the lowest earned run average. If you saw the broadcast, they brought this up. Lowest ERA in baseball since the beginning of August. The second half of the season, there was no pitcher better than Max Fried, and he got the ball for Atlanta. The Dodgers countered with the dreaded bullpen game. So clearly Atlanta was going to win the game. Now, if you didn't see the game, we watched for you Chris Taylor. Look at that. He looked like Eddie Rosario. Chris Taylor hit not one, not two, three home runs. He drove in six runs, had a chance for a fourth home run. And the Dodgers, they fell behind early, and then they ended up ambushing the Bravos 11-2. 11-2. Wow. And that cuts the Braves' lead in the NLCS down to 3-2. A.J. Pollock, who normally would be the headliner, you hit a couple of home runs, have four RBIs. That's big. But you got to take a back seat to Chris Taylor. Now, game six, back in Georgia on Saturday, even though the Dodgers were 20 games better than Atlanta during the regular season because of the Fugazi Rob Manfred rules, the clueless commissioner. Atlanta has home field advantage because they won a division, even though they were terrible in comparison side by side to the Dodgers during the regular season. But the Braves have two more chances to not have a deja vu situation. Remember, they blew a 3-1 lead last year. And if they win one of the next two games, they get back to the World Series for the first time since 1999. Holy crap, that was a long time ago. Fox Sports Radio didn't even exist in 1999. All right, so let us discuss the question. Are you surprised that the Dodgers got up off the deathbed, at least for a day, and rallied back? And I am nodding my head, yes. Yes, I've got bell bottoms, grizzly bear, and Twilight Zone. And we'll combine all of these things together. Now, number one.
Number one.
So the word here is stunning. Right, the fact that Joe Kelly came out in this. I hate these bullpen games. I can't stand them. All we seem to get, or even when there's good starting pitchers, we get bullpen games. But Joe Kelly comes trotting out of the bullpen and immediately poops his pants right there on the mound. Poopsie pants. Yeah, Freddie Freeman, bam! Remember when Freddie Freeman, first eight at-bats, he had seven strikeouts. And he was 0 for 8 with seven strikeouts. I think the first seven at-bats he struck out. Well, Freddie Freeman's heated up back in SoCal where he grew up. Had a two-run homer. And you're like, here we go. Braves jumping out ahead. Here we go again. But instead, it was surprise, 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 surprise. And you can hold the funeral potatoes for now. The fat lady can take a night off from warming up her vocal cords. The Dodgers, now they're still on life support. It's not like they're off life support. But the vitals are improving. The vitals have improved. And the team that is still gasping for oxygen, and they're not quite as bad. The oxygen levels are coming up, and because of Chris Taylor and A.J. Pollock and others, they're starting to get some color back. Right? Not turning blue anymore. And you're starting to say, wait a minute, I need to change my fashion here. I got to go to bell bottoms because the ultimate disco kings said it best back in the 1970s, the Bee Gees. All right? Staying alive, staying alive. And the Dodgers will live to see another day on Saturday. Actually, they'll live to see two more days. And they've won seven straight elimination games. Seven of them. Which is not the ideal situation to be in. You don't want to have to have won seven straight elimination games. The fact that you keep going into elimination games, the word for that is maddening. Maddening. It's not good. You want me to have high blood pressure? Come on. All right, secondly, now, the Dodgers in this game, if you saw the game on Turner, the Dodgers did not just beat the Braves. This was a crime of passion. It was done out of rage. 17 hits, 5 home runs. Even Trey Turner showed up. Trey Turner, that pep talk we gave him last night, he was inspired by that. He played like the regular season batting champ that he has been and not the total stiff that he had shown up in the NLCS. The Dodgers stomped a mud hole in that Atlanta locker room. Charbroiled Bravos was available to anyone that wanted. Anyone that wanted the charbroiled Bravos. So where has that been? Where has that offense been? It's been hibernating. And so the Dodgers, they're not out of the woods yet, but they are the damaged grizzly bear. Beware of the wounded bear. And they're wounded. No Justin Turner, no prob. We knew that. He wasn't playing very well anyway. The 111 hitter. Bye-bye. Clayton Kershaw's not walking through that door. And this guy's out. That guy's hurt. Blah, 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 blah. But facing a standing 8 count, they have not been counted out yet. Now, final point. Atlanta Braves manager Brian Snicker. Now, he can dismiss this, and the Braves are saying all the right things. I read some of the quotes in the locker room and the media session. It's not the locker room. Nobody's allowed in the locker room anymore because of the COVID. But the media in the interview room that talked to these guys, and some of the quotes that I've seen, Brian Snicker and others, they're just kind of dismissing this and saying the Braves will bounce back. They'll be fine. And while there is no such thing as momentum, I certainly believe that, there is a thing known as lack of confidence. And you start looking around. The bulk of this Atlanta roster witnessed the great collapse of 2020 in a neutral environment. But it doesn't really matter. See, the thing about the neutral environment, the fans don't really matter that much in the sport of baseball. The key advantage you have in baseball is that final at bat when you're the home team. And that is key to home field advantage. Yeah, ballparks play a little bit different, but a lot of the ballparks are the same outside of some freaks of nature like Fenway and a few other places. But the Atlanta ballpark doesn't play that crazy, that suburban ballpark that they just opened up. And so they had home, you know, they had games at home, the neutral site situation last year, and they blew it. But that's fresh in the mind. Now, you watch out for paranoia, delusions, and hallucinations. The bullpen game, this was the shot. This was the shot. It doesn't mean the Braves aren't going to win, but this was their best opportunity. You had your top guy, Max Fried, on the mound, number one pitcher in baseball since the beginning of August. Dodgers going with a bunch of slop, no confidence, nothing. And then out of thin air now, on paper anyway, the tables have turned. If things go back to a normal world, then the Dodgers are set up. Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler. That's on the table for the Dodgers here the next couple of games. Now, Scherzer, though, has got a dead arm, and Buehler has not been good. But that's better, at least, again, if you look at it and say what their resumes are, that's better than anything the Bravos can counter with. Unfortunately, the NLCS up until this point has been the Twilight Zone. Picture, if you will, a world where everything is the exact opposite. Up is down. First is last. Good has become bad. Wrong is now right. You see where I'm going with this. Logical sports explanations are now illogical. Giving is now taking. That has been the National League Championship Series, the Twilight Zone, where Eddie Rosario looks like the reincarnation of Hammer and Hank. It's insane. And Chris Taylor, a gift from the Seattle Mariners years ago, lighting up Reggie Jackson style for the Dodgers. So where will the pendulum swing on Saturday night? Is the tide turning? Inquiring minds would like to know. We will find out on Saturday. I just want a game seven. I want to see a game seven. Not that I have any confidence in Walker Buehler in a game seven, because I don't. But I want to see it. I would like to see a nice game seven. And I want to see the Red Sox beat the Astros, because I'd like to see a game seven in the American League. That would be a good weekend. Okay, I would like to have a good weekend. So just let you know. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls now. The lines are open for business, I think. 877-99-FOX, because we don't have any sound from the Dodger game, so we'll press on. We'll take your calls. 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part of the radio show, you can send us a message there. Give us real-time feedback, and I know it's a tough time for the trolls. Go back to hiding. Crawl back behind the refrigerator. You're going to have to wait now. Wait a couple days. You do not get to celebrate. There's no celebration. Premature celebration. And I have a couple of Atlanta Brave fans that are in the email chain that I get from listeners of the show. Those Braves fans biting their fingernails right now. A little concerned, right? You're like, what's going on here? What's going on? Now, I would also like to, again, flog a dead horse, because there's something that continues to percolate in the baseball playoffs, and I keep seeing it. I keep shaking my head, and so I need to rant and rave. It's my pet peeve, so I need to do it. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
It's so big, I don't think you could really kind of get your mouth around it. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Tough night for Eddie also. Hang in there, Eddie. I know you think the show's not going to be as good because the Dodgers won, but it'll be okay, Eddie. Everything will be all right.
I mean, you know, I'm just thinking about us, not, you know, not just you.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
That's not good for the show.
No, it's great. It really is wonderful.
The ratings say otherwise.
Many ways. Lou says, can we call him Ferris Buehler so he can be a couldn't care less hero? According to Lou. Ricky Bobby writes in. He says, I give that Maller monologue an 8.5. The Dodgers have all the momentum on their side. See, right there, that is what I'm talking about, Rick. And yet again, now I have ranted. I have preached from the bully pulpit over the last several days and really many years, and I've had a very consistent position. Momentum is bullcrap. It is after the fact explaining what happened. And yet again, the same dum-dums in the media are out there. Well, the Dodgers have all the momentum. Chris Taylor swings the momentum back to the Dodgers. Yeah. A classic example of this. There was the big columnist in the LA Times, Bill Plaschke. His lead on his column, I believe it was the Thursday edition, was momentum lost. So the Dodgers lost it, but apparently they found it very quickly. Just like the Braves lost it when Bellinger hit the bomb and Mookie Betts drove in the go-ahead run, so the Braves lost it. Then they found it. It doesn't exist. Can we all agree? Can we all? Yeah, I know we all like our sports, and it's just a lazy sports trope that people repeat.
Momentum is the next day starting pitcher.
Well, that was Earl Weaver's way of dismissing momentum also. But stop. And then there's people in Atlanta like, well, the Braves still have all the momentum because they're going home. You know, and stop. No, it doesn't exist. There's no ounce of momentum. There's no pound of momentum. There's nothing. It is thin air. Look, I'm eating momentum. Chop, 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 chop. I'm eating it. It's in my belly. Momentum what? Is what? In my belly.
What?
I'm fat on momentum. It doesn't exist. When I fast a lot, it's my mishigas. I don't eat much. I fast, you know, during the week. I eat one meal a day.
Coochie.
That's a hockey player. All right. Anyway, so don't distract me. So when I'm doing my fasting here, I can say I'm not really fasting. I'm eating momentum because momentum doesn't exist. It exists in the science world. In the sporting world, it is just early sports writers. We're looking for a different way to describe something that happened in a sporting event. And they said, all right, let's use the word momentum. And generations of dum-dums have repeated. It's the same thing like in college basketball. Mostly college basketball. We get in college football too. Student athlete. Right? Student athlete. Another pet peeve of mine. Another one of these dopey terms in sports. So student athlete was created because the NCAA was getting sued up the wazoo. People were dying playing football, and there was workers' comp claims that people were making, and you can look this up, and I'm giving you the loose version of the story, but it was essentially worker comp claims, and so as a workaround to avoid having to pay out tons of money to injured college football players, so you can't claim workers' comp if you're a student athlete, can't do it. So that's what they came up with. They just kept repeating it year after year, and generations have just repeated that. And if you turn on any of the broadcast channels on a Saturday, there is a big-time college football game on every channel. Now, finally, here in 2021, the players are getting paid to wear blue jeans and to drink different sports drinks and all that nonsense. But, man, just this whole nonsense just not stop. All right, Rob in Vegas says, Ben, you do realize what you have just done, correct? Now that you've had 4 or 5 minutes to reflect on that monologue you just delivered, the light bulb has come on. Yes, I am afraid so. The dreaded curse of the Bambino on your behalf. I'd like to apologize. That also doesn't exist, you dope.
That definitely exists.
It does not. Listen, look at the teams I support. Dodgers, Clippers. Defending world champions. Clippers, Final Four in the NBA.
It's not college basketball.
Final Four in the NBA.
It's not college basketball.
Yeah, tell that to Coach K. Final Four in the NBA. The Rams were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago with Jared Goff. And the Rams just won the offseason. They got the top quarterback in football, the leading candidate for the MVP award, Matthew Stafford.
What?
And there's no curse. There's no jinx at all. It does not exist.
It exists.
It is a myth. Propagated by dumb people who called the radio show a long time ago. That I believe it was Motor City Mike who originated the curse of the Bambino.
Prophet.
And no, he doesn't call the show anymore. He's long gone.
He's not. He left his mark, though, with that amazing opinion.
He moved back to the dreaded day shift. Yeah, the dreaded day shift is where he went. Let's see. Who do we have? Page down here. Joe says the word momentum in sports means a combination of contagious positive emotion on one team and contagious lack of confidence on the other team. It is a real phenomena, even though it is poorly named. No, it is not, Joe. Joe, you are a schmo. Joe the schmo. What an appropriate name that is. Ryan writes in, clearly visiting the liquor cabinet. He says, I look forward to hearing your Angels playoff monologue next year. The Angels are signing Chris Taylor, along with the best baseball player in history, Mike Trout, Otani, and they will finally have a pitching staff. What, is Chris Taylor going to pitch for the Angels? Is that how that's going to work there? Good luck. Yeah. Let's see. Sean writes in. Sean, who's a fan of the cheating Astros, he says, the Dodgers' comeback is pretty fishy, huh, Ben? No, the Dodgers, they're not the ones that cheat. Yeah, your team, your squad. Yeah, how great is, think about those Astro fans, the cheating Astros. And even if they were to win the World Series, nobody will give them credit. They're a fraudulent franchise. So even by winning a World Series this year and they still get no props, how sad is that for them? But that's the reality. You've got Jose Altuve on your team. You got that punk Alex Bregman and his punchable face and Carlos Correa. You got losers on your team that didn't get punished. So anything they do the rest of their career, we don't take seriously. So enjoy, have fun. But America pulling for the Red Sox to come back. The great comeback.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
Yeah, exactly.
That's Carlos Correa.
Yeah, that's classy the guy right there. Yeah. That's the guy you support right there. Yeah. It, was the devil not available to cheer for? So you picked him? What's going on with that? JD and KC, he's a big troll. He says D-plus on that monologue. Straight up homerism. How is that homerism? Did I not admit I was genuinely surprised that the Dodgers won that game? I did not think they were going to win that game. I did not. People were texting me early on when Freddie Freeman hit that home run. That
Brady that was over right there. Everybody...
Yeah. It was a dog pile, Roberto. Am I correct?
Yeah,
people were dog piling on at that point that, here we go. You're a bunch of losers. You know, all the Braves fans, they dusted off their Greg Maddux jerseys. And they had. There were even some people old school. They were like Dale Murphy. We used to have a guy call the show, the late, great Gary from Spokane. Spokane Gary, we called him. That was his nickname on the show. He called me for years in the early days of the show, and he loved the Atlanta Braves. And his claim to fame was Dale Murphy for the Hall of Fame. He would just randomly call up, and that was his like big talking point. Dale Murphy for the Hall. You see, like Dale Murphy's been out of baseball for a million years. You still see Braves. I watched those games in Atlanta. Did you see Roberto? There was
he
Braves.
Was there at the throughout the first pitch.
No, but I saw people wearing the Dale Murphy jerseys. Still, they still had him in their closet. They dusted them off, put them out.
It's kind of like what Steve Garvey is to Dodger fans. But he never won anything though with the Braves.
Isn't he from Spokane? Is that why he would call in and pump him up there?
Is that I don't remember.
I think so.
Well, that would make sense. That would make sense. I know.
But like I said, momentum is the next starting pitcher, Big Ben.
So the Dodgers don't have any momentum then, because
if Scherzer goes four innings again, four and a third, like it was, the Dodgers ain't going to win.
No, he's got a dead arm. He said he's got a dead arm. His arm is dead. They should bury his arm.
He's had a week of rest, so he's got to go at least seven.
No, no way. There is no way he goes seven.
I agree with Ben.
Zero chance.
Oh, plus, there's no way they let him go seven, right?
Third time through the lineup, they will not allow him.
He'll go seven after he's shutting them down.
No.
I don't think so.
You want to bet on it?
I'll bet you, right? I'll bet you a dollar right now.
A dollar? Holy
$5. How about $5?
I'll bet you $5 in. Eddie, would you like to take Roberto's money?
I'll bet you as well.
The Dodgers are winning, though. The Dodgers got to be winning.
All right. So, Roberto, you get $10 if Max Scherzer goes seven or more, okay?
Yeah.
And if not, we both get $5.
But if he's pitching a good game, they're not going to pull him. Agree.
Well, no, I don't agree. Have you not watched Dave Roberts? Come on.
All right, I disagree.
He pulled a guy who was throwing a no-hitter a few years ago, right?
If he's pitched six innings and the Dodgers are up in the game, he's going to go seven.
No, they'll get cocky and say, well, we're going to win on Sunday, and so we'll take him out. We'll save him for the World Series.
No, it's not happening.
No, I'm telling you. I know how these idiots, these guys operate. All right. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to pay you $5 if he goes seven innings, dominating. What if he goes 7 innings and gives up 7 runs?
I just forgot I want my daughter a toy now.
What? You lost a bet to your daughter?
I said if Pujols hits a home run right here, I'll buy you a toy. She's like, huh, nah, what about if the Dodgers Dodgers win better? I'm like, okay, the Dodgers win.
Look at her taking you down.
Yeah.
She's like, Pujols, no. Let me renegotiate.
Does your daughter understand at a very young age there that toy for a parent is a weasel turn? There's all kinds of different priced
yeah,
toys.
Yeah, I told her.
Right?
Not very pricey, okay?
Let's go to the grocery store. They have a little toy section. You can get
a rubber ball.
Bouncy ball. Exactly. Get the bouncy ball.
You wouldn't want that crap, man.
By the way, Hollywood Jedi is writing in. He says, I want a piece of that action. I'll bet Roberto $5. So Hollywood Jedi would also like to take Roberto's money. He also wants a piece of that action. So just letting you know.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always exciting news when the government wants to get involved in sports. And two House Democrats have sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell demanding the league provide Congress with the results of the investigation into the Washington football team workplace culture. Of course, the big fallout from the emails was the John Gruden resignation. And then the NFL's like, and that's it. Nothing to see here. And, apparently some folks in the government are like, not so fast. We would like to see those emails, and we want to see what's going on behind the scenes. So we'll see if the NFL can work their way around this or not.
Well, we will address that later, Eddie.
Oh,
really? We'll have the – well, John Gruden was in the sporting news here, and something happened with him. And it's all tied together, Eddie. It's all tied together. We have the topic tree, which is very exciting. Do not touch the topic tree, Eddie. That'll be coming up in a later point.
I call that
the
turkey hole.
Yeah. That's actually what
John – topic tree.
John moved to the turkey hole. That's where he's living right now.
I apologize to the Raider Nation.
Yes, he'd like to apologize to you, and you in the back. Everybody gets an apology. Absolutely. All right, we will go off the grid here and check in for a bizarre night at the Applebee's, but we should take a call before we get to that nonsense, and let's go to the phones right now. Who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Andy in Seattle. Hello, Andy.
Hello, mister. So I got a list, but you know how hard it is to stay on weight? Because then you start out with one thought, and then you got 1,000 other ones because of listening to it or your thing.
I would like to apologize that you have a lot of thoughts.
No, I do. Well, so the other night you were talking about the most memorable home runs, right?
Yeah.
And then, but remember when the two Griffey, I'm going to say, okay, so remember when the two Griffey's father and son hit home runs in the same night?
In Anaheim, yes, in a random regular season game. Yeah.
And then, Griffey, and then he left and Mike Cameron came and he had 4 home runs in one game. That was great.
Are we doing great moments in Mariner history? Is that what
No, that was just great. I started out thinking about you say the love, the light bulbs. You say so many things that it brings so many thoughts. But and you talk about sandwiches. Well, my dad was a Depression era guy. And he came, when he got out the sandwich, he got a loaf of bread and some cold cuts. He was so happy. It was just funny as hell that day.
Yeah. So you're in the Depression. That my grandfather was in the grew up in the Depression or lived in the Depression. It's like that Blues Brothers song, right? You got 2 slices of bread and you wish you had some meat.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I said. I'm on Facebook with my buddies from Chicago. I'm 66. We have these sensibilities that we all share, commercials that we heard, songs that we heard, television shows we heard, and so you can. But then I'm always disappointed when they don't understand. But you said a minute ago South Beach, but I remember North Bob Coast Bob. Oh no, Bob was it Bob Coast? He always liked North Beach and Italian restaurants.
Timeout. Andy, you're yeah. helter-skelter, Andy. You're amazing. You're bouncing around. My head is spinning here, Andy.
He's really stressing me out.
That's what you are.
No, you're like the non sequitur guy. He's just all over the place. I love it, Andy. You have so many thoughts here.
I got this list. And so you said about 5 minutes ago, you talked about the light bulb coming on. Well, in high school, I had my... okay, bear with me. I had an English class, and I keep in contact now with my old high school teacher, and I always had class after lunch, so I was always stoned, and he was always looking around the class. He would say some provocative sentence or some, he would try and ask a thought-provoking question.
I wish I had some weed right now.
I got to go, Andy. I'm going to need some of what beer drinking Brian's having and that Jed who fled if this continues any longer. I'm sorry.
I'm not kidding. He was stressing me out listening to him talk. I'm just like,
yeah, I got a headache.
Stop.
It's a double-edged sword because it's both amazing and terrible at the same time. He's all over the place, which is terrible, but it's amazing that his mind is bouncing around.
I agree.
It's like that rubber ball that Roberto's going to buy his daughter.
Yeah.
I kind of have to be a little creative to do this most of the time, but I'm not like him. Like Andy's, he's all over the place. Speaking of being all over the place, did you see this story about Allen Iverson? This is great. So Allen Iverson recently did a podcast, and he was telling stories about weed. I guess he became a brand ambassador recently, and so he shared a couple of stories. I guess it was actually with GQ he did this. I thought it was a podcast, but he did it with GQ. And so he recently told some stories, and I just saw this, and he claimed, Iverson, that he once smoked too much weed, and he was looking for a Corona. He's out, he was high, he said, and he said that he started walking up an interstate. He didn't say where, but he said he was walking on an interstate highway, he said, with cars flying by. And he's just walking down the road, he was trying to find a bar, Iverson claimed. And he said he started having visions of teammates, former teammates, his lady, his kids, people that he loved. And he said about 10 minutes after this, he told the story. He said he woke up and was laying down in a ditch. Allen Iverson, one of the great NBA players, lying in a ditch. And he said, I'm in a MFing ditch. And he was looking around and all that stuff. Now, he says this is from weed. Let's go to our weed expert, Coopaloop. You think this was weed, Coop? You think that this was just old-fashioned weed? Have you ever walked down an interstate highway, Coop?
No.
You have not. So that has not taken place. He said he was trying to find, I guess, an Applebee's. That was the deal on that, but. Man.
Well, I mean, was he like walking in traffic? Like,
well, he was at an Apple. Yeah, he said he was walking. He was at an Applebee's. He had a crazy night. He had smoked some weed, and he was trying to find. He's trying to find a Corona. But wouldn't they have alcohol? They don't have Corona at Applebee's. That doesn't make sense. That part of the story, he's lacking.
Probably didn't have Corona.
They were out, so he's like, I got to get the Corona. So
up against the hard one here.
Okay. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. We'll push back the NFL pick'em for timing reasons. Here's the Who Am I game. The Dodgers, Chris Taylor, joining me as the second player in postseason history with two or more home runs and five or more runs batted in an elimination game, a potential elimination game in the league championship series or later. Again, Chris Taylor joining me as just the second player in postseason history to have two or more home runs, five or more runs batted in a potential elimination game in the league championship series or later. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a few minutes longer. The Who Am I game each and every week, especially every day at this time, 5 days a week. All right, so Chris Taylor joining me is just the second player in postseason history to have two or more home runs, five or more runs batted in a potential elimination game in the league championship series round or later. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Let's see. Double O Mexican says, Steve the forearm Garvey. It's the Garve, he says. Page down. Charlie Geringer from David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. Jose Akendo from the Late Night Drug Tester. Alec Baldwin. I see what you did there, Justin, in Cincinnati. Quentin McCracken. Guest by Oscar. There's a good name. Kevin Euclid from Robbie, the Mariner fan. Let's see. Page down. Kike Hernandez from Eek. Pee Wee Reese, guest by Lou. Do you have an answer ready? Quickly.
Yeah. Pablo Sandoval.
Nope. It's Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon back for the Red Sox in 04. Who knew?